Hey there, ProSide small group leaders and coaches. Welcome to our leadership group guide discussion for April 2024. It's Pastor Billy here. I'm joined with Pastor Coach.
Hey, hello, Pastor Billy. Yep.
And we're excited to dive into this discussion because we just came off of a great Easter weekend of services. But before we dive into that, I want to give us some quick announcements and reminders as leaders. We have coming up our All Leaders Summit Saturday, April the 27th. And this is going to be a special one because we're going to have joining with us a woman that I got to minister at a conference with in Sydney back a couple years ago. Her name's Dr. Marcy Verduin. She's the Associate Dean of Students and Professor of Psychiatry at the University of Central Florida College of Medicine. She's a board-certified psychiatrist, and she writes the textbooks that all current psychiatrists and psychology students read and study. So she's a top expert in the field. But you know what I love about her is she's a spirit-filled disciple-maker. She goes to Pastor Keith Towers Church there in Orlando. And just dynamic, powerful. And she's going to come to equip us on how to make disciples, give us some tools on discipleship, but from the lens of a psychiatrist. And so she's going to be talking about stuff like how understanding motivation and behavior and change and how we can help navigate that in people, helping to understand trauma and how to navigate that, as well as some other things that will just enhance our discipleship. So I really want to encourage us to be there. There's a link in the email that you can sign up. But this is one you don't want to miss. I think we're all going to come out better disciple makers.
I think we're opening up to all our tripods.
That's right. Yeah. Leaders, tripods, coaches. Yes. I would even dare to say upcoming leaders. Yes. Let's get as many people there as possible because this is going to be a great equipping opportunity. Also, at the bottom of our announcements is our School of Empowerment coming up and School of Healing. You don't want to miss that. Sign up if you can, and let's get equipped. Last year, it was amazing, so we're doing it again. So if you missed out last year, this is your chance. Amen. All right, well, we're going to dive into this month's discipleship guide. And as we said, you know, we came off of a great Easter weekend of services.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, many of us don't realize, but through all of our congregations, I think we had 17 services, Coach.
Right.
And over 6,500 people were there, which is amazing, and an Easter record for us. And but as great as that moment is, what do we do now? You know, we had so many guests come, so many new people. We had a lot of hands go up. But what do we do now? And, you know, I was thinking about this, Coach. You know, in the 40 days after Easter, the first Easter,
that's right.
Jesus was really busy.
Yeah.
I mean, after the cross, he didn't, like, take a vacation. For the next 40 days, he was appearing to people, meeting with people, following up. And the way I look at that is he spent the next 40 days following up with what happened on Easter, you know?
That's right, yeah.
And one of the first ones is the story that we share, we shared the week after Easter was on the road to Emmaus.
That's right,
where he, it says that he came up behind two men as they were walking away from Jerusalem. He chased them down, walked with them for about 3 miles, and then shared with them, opened up the scriptures to them, and they didn't recognize it was him. And then he went to their home, had a meal with them, was going to sleep over, but then he opened the scriptures to them, and they got a revelation of who he was.
Right.
And that to me is a picture of what should happen after Easter. People got touched, they experienced something, but we now need to do the hard work of following up.
That's true.
It's our turn to do that follow-up. And I love that picture of Jesus, you know, walking with these dudes on the road. First of all, chasing them down.
Right.
Because they were leaving discouraged, disappointed, but he chased them down. They didn't fully understand what happened, but he followed up with them, walked with them, ate with them, entered their home, and then the revelation came. And I think that should be a picture for us. We don't want to just settle with Easter. Easter's over, yay, it was great, my friend came, or whatever. But now we got to follow up and enter into their lives, enter into their homes. And that's what we want to encourage everyone to do. So as leaders, we should be following up with somebody. If we invited a guest, we got to follow up. But also, there are people that are in our groups that brought people, friends and loved ones. We have to help them follow
up. They don't know how to do it.
Us as leaders, that's our job now to help them with this work of follow up. So a couple of tips here in the discussion guide. You can read it in detail later, but we have, you know, when a person follows up from Easter, we have to tailor our approach or our next steps based on where they are. So I love this. You know, we said if it's a green light, means the person's really interested. And if they're really interested, they came to Easter, they got touched, God's clearly doing something in them. What do we do now? Well, we follow up. And so we have these bullet points here. First of all, consider using a discipleship resource like the Purpose-Driven Life, which is ideal for newcomers to the faith, or the one-to-one book. And there's an app for that, suited for those with some awareness of the faith and for deeper discussions in life and faith. So we have these tools that will help us in that follow-up process. So what do? To a person who's open, use one of these tools and set up a regular meeting with them. Aim to establish regular meetings with these, using these resources as a foundation for connection and growth. And then connect those who are genuinely interested to a small group, or walk them into the Growth Track class, where our Growth Track is designed to help people get connected to a small group. But the point is, if you invited someone, follow up. Yes. And now using these tools, get these regular meetings together and get them connected to a small group in some way, shape, or form. Coach, any thoughts
on
this?
I just think that when people are coming and they're really open, you can tell, and you know, God touched them on Easter, you have to strike while the iron is
That's
hot.
Right, yeah.
And you have to set that appointment with them, set that meeting with them, and follow up with them, because you know why? They're really open, they're hungry. We know that the enemy will try to come and distract them.
That's right.
So by us keeping in touch with them, just texting them and following up with them, having a coffee time with them. But like what Pastor Billy said, these tools are here, so it gives us a reason to connect with them.
Yeah. A reason, and it removes some of the awkwardness, right? So that, you know, like one of the things that, you know, so you raised your hand at Easter, you know, let's get together. Like, yes. I'd love to just hear what that experience was for you, right? Let's have lunch together. I'll come to your office, or we can meet after work or on a Saturday, whatever works for you. And I just want to hear, you know, like, how was Easter for you? I noticed you raised your hand. You seemed like you got touched, whatever. And then when you sit down for that lunch, tell me about your experience at Easter. What was that like?
Yes.
And then through that conversation, listening to their story, say, hey, you know what? We have this one-to-one book, or this purpose-driven life book. It's great for new believers, people in your... I'd love to go over that with you. And we can meet consistently. I'd love to go over this with you. And you know, if the person is genuinely touched, they're going to say yes to that.
Yes.
Now, if they say, well, I don't know if I'm really ready for that... Yeah. Then you can move to the yellow light scenario, where they got somewhat touched, you know, they got tickled maybe in the spirit, but they're not really ready for that next. I've had a lot of those where I'm like, I thought that person would be ready. Okay, let's do the one-to-one book. And they're like, I'm not really ready for that level of commitment. Right. Okay, fine. But so what do we do in that situation where maybe it's not green, it's a yellow light? Well, it says here, encourage continued attendance at church with you. And that's key. Come back, just keep coming to church with me, right? As a next step to allow their faith to grow through the word. Because we know that faith comes by hearing the word. So the more that they're in church, worship in the word, faith will grow, right? Continue to engage in consistent relationships and conversations about life and faith. You say, that's okay. You're not ready for one-to-one. That's fine. How about we just keep getting together?
Yes.
But I'd love to continue this journey, conversation with you over coffee, lunch, you know, whatever. And then look for opportunities to pray for them, to connect them to God and His power. This is huge. I think this is a huge point. We don't just go, oh, they're not ready. All right, move on.
Yes.
Like, no, stay in relationship, stay consistent, and look for opportunities to pray, because at some point, they're going to hit a crisis, need. And that's the way moment we can connect them to the presence and power of God through prayer. Coach?
Right. You know, you say, when someone says no, they're not ready, it's not no forever. It's just no for now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we can just stay, a lot of things I always ask them, hey, what can I pray for you? Oh, you know, and you're going to find that there's a door of need that they have.
That's good.
And that's the door you're going to go right through.
Yep.
But it's not just, you know, preaching the gospel to them. It's really building a relationship with them. And I have a lot of guys, like you said too, Pastor Billy, they said, oh, no, not ready, not. But as you pray for them, you spend time with them, then that no turns into yes.
Yep.
And I've walked them in, you know, one-to-one, discipleship, the classes, small group, and now today they're serving God.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people out there, even though they say no, or they're yellow, don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
Stay connected with them. God gave that assignment to you. Stay connected, but at some point, God is going to change their heart.
Yeah, and again, leaders, you know, this is for us to put into practice, but also to encourage the people in our groups. If you know that they brought somebody, let's walk them through these steps, because we need everyone following up. The key of Christianity is not to bring them to an event like Easter.
That's right.
It's to jump off of these event moments for discipleship, right? And so, again, you know, staying in this, and you know, I've experienced that. You know, the person that I invited to come to Easter, it seemed very promising, didn't come.
Right.
I was a little bummed, but I know he's somewhat interested. And so one of the things that I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to stay engaged weekly, connecting. Luckily, our boys are in sports together, so we see each other at least twice a week, and we talk kind of a lot, actually. And but what I'm looking for now is opportunities to pray. Like, what is the need?
Right, right.
Seems like everything is going good in his life right now. I don't know that he has a need yet, yes. But I'm looking for those opportunities, and I want to continue with that. But if you know you're having a conversation with someone who's not really ready for discipleship yet, stay in relationship. Right. Don't give up. Right. I think that's the key.
I think what, you know, Pastor Billy, that's the time where we got to pray for them.
Yeah.
Because rightfully, only God can change their heart. So we get discouraged and we destroy the bridge. We don't keep the bridge because when they go through a trial or some kind of crisis, they're going to come back to the person that they're connected
to. That's right. Yeah. That's absolutely right. Now, what happens if, you know, the person that you invited to Easter or the person we're following up with, by the way, this doesn't just have to be Easter related. It could be someone you've been following up with and reaching out to. But let's say it's a red light. They're not interested at all. You can tell, like, yeah, that's cool, but I'm good. That's good for you, you know. Yeah. We put here, maintain connection and continue praying for those resistant to Jesus or hesitant to commit to church. Keep praying for them, to your earlier point, Coach, right? Yes. Keep praying, because God can change their heart. And then nurture the relationship and demonstrate God's love, believing that consistent connection can soften their hearts over time. This is where continue to foster the friendship. Don't take their rejection personally.
That's right.
They're not rejecting you. Maybe they're just rejecting God right now. But stay consistent in the relationship. And over time, their hearts will soften and a need will come up.
Yeah, right.
And maybe that'll be the moment that comes up next. Coach, how do you navigate the red lights?
You know, the red lights, again, is it's a lot of times they say no. And you're right. We're looking at ourselves and we get hurt or we get discouraged. But you got to see that if you were in their shoes, they're probably going to not be sure about this thing too. Yeah. But the more you massage it or you allow the Holy Spirit to massage your relationship, you're going to find that those red lights are going to turn to yellow and eventually come green.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think a big takeaway, don't be discouraged, but also don't be apathetic.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we can be apathetic where I did my job, I invited my friend to Easter, they came, good, I did my job, or they never come, oh well, you know, we'll wait till Christmas. Like, no, let's continue on that journey of faith and continue, like I said, Jesus pursuing these people, I think is a picture for us.
Yes.
We have to pursue and just continue these conversations, right? But I think what's also key, and it's in the discussion here, is everyone's journey is different, recognizing that. It's not one side fits all.
That's so true.
And so tailoring your response to where the person is at, I think, is really key. And just being consistent.
Yeah.
Because if we're consistent in their lives and they see the consistency of faith in our lives, eventually something will happen. And so continue to walk alongside of people, pray for them, and eventually God will give us an opportunity to open their heart and give us an opportunity to bring discipleship. So leaders, the people that you invited, where are they at? Green light, yellow light, red light? Think about the people that in your groups and who they invited. Where are they at?
Yeah.
And walk with them. You know, sometimes the people in our groups, you know, they're newer. They don't know what to do.
Right.
And so they brought someone and they're going to go, I don't know how to follow up. That's where leaders, we can help them, right?
Yes, yes.
I did this after Easter last year. I'll go with you to have that meeting.
That's good.
You know, let's set up that coffee time. I'll go and I'll help you do the one-to-one book with this person. And we need to be able to help people along in that faith journey.
Yes, and I think, you know, when you do that, you started off that way. You help bring confidence in a younger leader, and then they eventually can, you know, get the ball rolling. Sometimes just the beginning, that first meeting. And I just want to encourage you, leaders, you have to be flexible. It's not always to your time. It's when they are available, and you have to be flexible to that.
Yeah, so I know it's a responsibility, and so thank you, leaders, for doing that. But, you know, there's so many people that responded this past week at Easter, and so many people that we want to hopefully get into discipleship.
Cause that's right.
Them showing up at church is great, but that's just really the first step. And the next step is that follow-up and discipleship that comes from that. So, and again, leaders, we don't expect us to all just be doing this by ourselves. We need to get others involved. And so hopefully this discussion can prompt more people doing the follow-up and pursuing our guests, because Jesus died for them.
That's right.
And Jesus loves them, and Jesus is drawing them, and we want to help them to truly come to a discipleship relationship with him. A couple discussion questions here that might help us is, have you had a chance to follow up with those who attended Easter? If so, how did it go? Might be neat to kind of share and reflect on that. What is the next step for the person you're following up with? Thinking about the green light, yellow light, red light idea, what might be that next step? And then how are we as leaders going to lead those in our small group to follow up with those they've invited? Again, we don't expect you leaders to be doing all the follow-up. We want to get everyone doing it. So how can we mobilize our groups to do follow-up? And let's have a robust discussion on this and encourage one another and believe God that great things are going to come from the seeds that were sown. And, you know, just a friendly reminder is at all of our services, we always have new people around. Let's continue to be connectors. I think we said it at our last summit. Connecting with people, meeting new people, creating a warm, friendly environment.
Yes.
And one of the things I tell the guys in my LG is if they're new to you, they might be new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you don't know them, introduce yourself. Hey, I'm one of the leaders here. At a lot of our congregations now, we have a small group leader name tags you can grab so you don't feel awkward walking up to someone. Like, you go to the Next Step Center, grab that name badge, that small group lanyard, and I'm a small group leader here. Nice to meet you, you know. How did you start coming to ProSide, you know, and just start the conversations. The more conversations we have, the warmer we can create our service environments, the more likely people are to get connected, and that's ultimately what we want.
Yes.
So leaders, we just want to say thank you for all your hard work. Thank you for stretching for an amazing Easter weekend services. I know all of you had multiple responsibilities. I was talking with one of our leaders who served at four services and then brought somebody, you know, and brought a family with them to one of the services. I'm like, man, that is extra. But we're so grateful for all of you. And ultimately, Jesus died for these people, and we want to continue to help them to come to know the Lord that gave so much for them. And so thank you for stretching. Thank you for all that you do. And let's follow up and see what Jesus wants to do with all of these lives. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you, leaders. Have a great leadership group discussion. And let's believe God for great things. God bless you guys. Thank you.